Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Trump administration's efforts to freeze federally funded grants and loans has some local officials looking at the potential impacts on Quad City communities. At last night's Davenport City Council meeting, Mayor Mike Mattson outlined the services that rely on the federal funding.
Parks, you know, like AmeriCorps grants, almost $500,000. Transit, big hit, $6 million, you know, if we would have to deal with that. Fire department, so around $9 million. In the capital projects, things we build or fix or do, airports, bridges, you know, fleet, buses, modal transportation, trail extensions, project safe neighborhoods, riverfront, stormwaters, multiple street projects, $70 million.
A federal judge has temporarily halted the Trump administration's freeze on federal grants and loans. The White House has since rescinded its memo authorizing the freeze, but has vowed to continue pursuing its efforts to cut spending. President Trump's nominee to lead the Justice Department has cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley praised former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi before voting for her confirmation on Wednesday.
Her record shows that she's willing to tackle and to solve some of the hardest problems facing our nation. Her record and her testimony showed the American people that she will follow through and enforce the law fairly without fear or favor.
10 Democrats voted against Bondi, including Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. Her nomination now heads to the full Senate for a final vote. Two John Deere dealerships in Illinois are merging with a farm equipment retailer that operates dozens of locations across the Midwest. Martin Tractor and Prairie State Tractor announced this week their dealerships in central and northwest Illinois will now be managed under the Heritage Tractor brand. Heritage Tractor already runs dealerships in Missouri, Kansas, and Arkansas. The fate of ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and his co-defendant is now in the hands of jurors. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has the latest.
Prosecutor Amar Bachu made one last pitch to jurors to convict Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean in their racketeering conspiracy trial. At one point, Bachu approached Madigan, pointed at him, and accused him of lying as the former speaker sat stone-faced. Madigan had testified he was angered to learn political supporters he wanted ComEd to hire weren't working despite receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars from the utility. But then, Bachu cited a secret FBI recording of Madigan and McLean where the ex-speaker laughs and says some of ComEd's hires, quote, made out like bandits. Bachu said Madigan's laughter doesn't square with someone who's angry. From the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
A native Iowan will be inducted into the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame this spring. Peggy Whitson grew up in Beaconsfield, southwest of Des Moines, and is a graduate of Iowa Wesleyan University in Mount Pleasant. She holds the world record for logging 675 total days in space. She will command her second mission on a commercial spacecraft to the International Space Station this spring. She'll be officially inducted on May 31st at the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.